Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Hello, hello. Welcome back to my podcast. It has been a while for some reason. I'm putting an edit over this last episode only because for some reason I forgot to post this episode, which is so funny of me because this whole time I thought it was out. So let's dive into it. Today, what I really want to talk about is, you know, kickstarting your business, because a lot of new faces have been popping up. A lot of new entrepreneurs and business owners have been asking me this question: what was the most important steps that I took to really kickstart my business and take it off the ground? So from a new, barely having any followers, having any posts, Instagram account, to building my first six figures, being able to leave my 9-to-7 job and kind of have a comfortable income. How did I even make that happen for myself? And what did I do to even get started? So let's just dive into it. Step number one is content. If you know me, you know that I'm a firm believer in creating magnetic content and letting your content do the speaking for you, whether that's objections or speaking about your brand or whatever it is. I just truly believe that the gateway towards sales is content. So for me, when kickstarting my business, it was all about creating the right type of content to cater to my specific ideal client. And what I mean by that is there may be so many people in your niche, so many people in your field, but when you truly understand who your ideal client is and what their desires are, what their challenges are, and you cater your content specifically towards them, you will be driving like so much more revenue, so much more eyes towards your page because it's specific. So for example, like there were so many other fitness coaches, when I was starting, so many other health coaches. But what really helped me is I knew my ideal client like the back of my hand. So for me, when I first started out, I was aiding postpartum women find confidence again and find their health and fitness again after giving birth, helping them bounce back, helping them love their body again. So, you know, what I started doing is I started catering my content specifically towards moms, specifically towards people who had just given birth, people who have a child. And when I did that, I, surprise, surprise, started getting new followers who were moms. And a mistake I see people always making is comparing themselves to other coaches in their field and creating content similar to other people's content. And what that does is your content just becomes so general that it speaks to no one. But the more specific you get, it starts to get in people's heads. So when I started really catering my content towards moms, more moms were attracted to it and they truly understood, like, Salma is the coach for me because she truly understands what I'm going through, because I was posting fitness routines specifically for moms, home workout routines that you could do with your child, ab workouts that you could do even if you had a C-section, specific things like that, so that my general audience knew, if you are a mom, this is for you. If you are not, there are other accounts you could follow. There's other fitness coaches that might be a better fit. And what this in turn did was I had moms reaching out to me saying, oh, I loved your content, or I just tried this out and it was really handy when my child was home, and all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, step number one is create magnetic content towards your ideal client. Number two, okay, this is a little, not really controversial, but I truly believe it was a major step towards success in my business. And that was hiring a mentor that specifically helped the issues that I was going through. I know investing in someone is super scary, especially if it's your first time, but in the long run, especially if you choose the right mentor who you could tell you have total trust in, you really resonate with their content, you truly resonate in what they believe in, and you could truly see that they could help you get from point A to point B, it's literally a match made in heaven. Because I know when I found the right mentor, which took a little bit of practice, and I learned what to look for and what I actually needed help with in my business, oh my God, I hit the ground running. Like, my mentor helped me build a 5-month business plan. You know, he helped me learn how to talk to my ideal clients and how to generate content that actually spoke to them, how to merge conversations. So it goes from, hey, how are you doing? You know, I love your page, to, you know, walking them through a sale, helping them with objections. So I feel like there's a time and a place for a mentor. And if you are truly struggling in your business and you feel like, you know, I have no idea where to go from here, maybe it's time to start looking for a mentor. And of course, my doors are open. If you feel like my content really resonates with you, I would love to chat in the DMs and see if it's even a good fit for us to work together. But I hope these two tips were helpful, because I know for me, these were the two big things that helped me really get my business off the ground. So yeah, I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. So if you liked today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes so that I know you're liking my content so far, and share this podcast with your friends. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my Instagram @_SalmaAziz for more content and more little snippets of my life. And also, you could head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram, so that you could connect with other coaches who are striving towards literally the same goals as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.